This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. First, we're excited to let you know that very generous friends of Daily Hope have stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give now to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus with people around the world will be doubled. But the grant expires tomorrow at midnight, so contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. Or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Integrating God's Word into My Life.
Welcome to week six of 40 Days in the Word. And what I want us to do in this week is prepare us for our last week of 40 days in the Word. I want to do a little wrap up and talk about how do I keep on keeping on? How do I maintain a heart for God's Word? How do I keep on continuing in the skills and the habits that we've been developing for the past 6 weeks? You know, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're really my follower. Then you're my disciple. He didn't say if you do it for 40 days and stop. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciple. So this week, I want us to look at how do you maintain a heart for God's word? How do you integrate God's word into every area of your life? Now, that word integrate, you know what integration is? It's the opposite of segregation. Segregation means to separate into groups. When you segment your life, you live a segregated life. When you take the pieces of the pie and you say, this is my personal life, and this is my church life, and this is my business life, and this is my home life, and here's my sex life, and here's my social life, and you segment your life, then you live a segregated life. You don't have an integrated life, which means you lack integrity. Integrity comes from that same word. To have integrity means to believe your life is integrated. It is a whole. You don't act one way with a group of people over here and another way with a group over here. You don't act different at home than you act at church, or the way you act at church is different than the way you act at work. To act the same in all areas as a whole life is an integrated or a life of integrity. I want you to live that kind of life. I want you to become a man of the word. I want you to become a woman of the word. Now, how does that happen? Well, it isn't going to happen at all unless you have a desire. If you have no intention, say, well, I don't really desire to be a man of the word. I don't desire to be a woman of the word. Then it's never going to happen. It starts with desire. The first verse on your outline today is out of Psalm 119, verse 20. The contemporary English version says this, what I want most of all, what I want most of all, in other words, the number one priority in my life, what I want most of all and at all times, that means it's integrated. It's not just at church time, but at all times, is I want to honor your laws. David is saying here, you know, I want to be a man of the word. Whether I'm at work or I'm at home or I'm at a Ducks game or I'm playing with my kids or I'm on a golf course, I want to be a man of the word. I want my life to be leaded and guided and directed by the word of God. Now, what I want to do this weekend is show you how to do that. And how you do that is in six very simple steps. The steps are actually in the six Bible verses we've been memorizing for the last 6 weeks. Every one of those memory verses were intentionally chosen because they give a key to keeping on in the word of God. And if you'll not just memorize these six verses we've been having one a week on, but you'll actually begin to build your life around them, then you will become a woman of the word. You will become a man of the word. Because these things teach us how to take the Bible and build on it, feed on it, live by it, grow through it, act on it, and trust in it. Let's look at these six verses. The first thing I'm going to do, if I'm going to become a man of the word or a woman of the word is I must build on it. I must build on it. In other words, I make the Bible the foundation for my life. Whatever is the foundation will determine how big the structure can be on top of it. And so I'm going to build my life on the Bible. Now, this is what Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 7. At the end of his very famous Sermon on the Mount, he says this, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock," Matthew 7:24. It's one of our memory verses. He's saying, you can build your life on sand, or you can build your life on a rock. Now, if you build your life on the rock of truth, truth never changes. Opinion changes, but truth doesn't change. If it's true, it's been true. It was true 1,000 years ago. It'll be true 1,000 years from today. An opinion does change. But if you build on the rock of God's word, you say, then you're going to build on the stability of something that never changes. And when the rogue winds of life come, when the storms of life, when the trials and the troubles and temptations and all those tough times inevitably come into your life, you're not blown away. You're not blown over. You don't crumble like most people do because you are solid. You're built on a rock foundation. On the other hand, if you build on the shifting sands of just opinion or whatever happens to be popular, whatever, then you're going to be shifting sands. The foundation will crumble. The structure will crumble. I need to say, first off, say, God, I'm going to build my life on this book. I don't always understand it. Shoot, I don't even always like it. I don't even like what God says sometimes. But God, even if I don't like what you say, I'm going to build my life on what you say because I know you're not going to lie to me. It's the truth. Now, most people build their lives on shifty foundations and their lives fall apart. Let me give you four common foundations you don't want to build your life on. Number one is popular culture. Some people build their life on popular culture because they think, well, you know, I just do whatever everybody else is doing. If it's popular, I do it. If it's not, I don't do it. The problem with that is whatever's popular today is going to be unpopular tomorrow. Whatever is in style today will be out of style tomorrow. Whatever is cool today will not be cool tomorrow. And so it's constantly changing the foundation. God says this in Exodus 23, verse 2, up here on the screen. He says, don't follow the crowd in doing wrong, because crowds are often wrong. So he says, don't build yourself on a shifting sands of popular culture. Second thing you don't want to build on is tradition. A lot of people build their lives on tradition. In other words, I do it because I've always done it. And that's a circular reasoning idea. Or my parents have always done it. Or my grandparents have done it. Or we've always done it that way. Now, tradition isn't bad. And in fact, something becomes a tradition because it works. But no tradition lasts forever. Truth lasts forever, but no tradition lasts forever. Traditions eventually wear out, become obsolete, and they're not valid. And even Jesus says this in Mark chapter 7 on the screen, verse 8. He says to a group of religious leaders, you have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. I know a lot of churches like that. They're holding on to traditions that aren't really in the Bible. It's just something they've always done, traditional. And he says, you're actually putting tradition before truth, and that's going to get you in trouble. A third thing you don't want to build your life on is simply reason. Now, we all need reason. Reason is reasonable. In fact, God gives us the ability to reason. But sometimes what you think is reasonable is not actually right. And you say, well, I've always thought. Well, it really doesn't matter what you've always thought. What matters is what's the right thing to do in this circumstance. When I rely on my own intellect, when I do what I've always thought, what seems reasonable to me often ends up being a mistake. Reason's a good thing, but it's not infallible. Proverbs 16:25 says this here on the screen. There's a way that seems right to man. It seems like the right thing. But in the end, he goes, it's a dead end. It's a dead end. It leads to death. How many times have you made a decision you thought was reasonable? I need to marry this person. I need to get into this business. I need to accept this job offer. I need to make this investment. And what seemed like the right thing was an absolute disaster. because your reason isn't always infallible. You make mistakes. And we're not always, when we think we're being logical, we're not always as logical as we think we are. Now, the most important one to avoid is the fourth one, which is emotion. And some people build their lives simply on emotion. They build their lives on their feelings. If it feels right, I do it. If it feels wrong, I don't do it. In other words, I do what I feel like doing. Do what you feel. I feel like doing it, so, and it feels right, so it must be right. There's a problem with that. Feelings lie. They lie to you all the time. Your feelings, you lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. And your feelings sometimes tell you things are going great when they aren't. And sometimes your feelings tell you things are going falling apart when they're actually better than you think they are. Feelings lie to you all the time. They're highly unreliable. And if you live by your feelings, you will spend your life manipulated by your moods. Most of what gets accomplished in the world today is done by people who don't feel like doing it when they did it. If you only do what you feel like doing, you'll stay in bed most days of the week. A lot of times to get anything done, you've got to do what you don't feel like doing. And if you build your life simply on emotions, I feel like doing it, then you do it. There's a word for that, immaturity. Maturity and wisdom is when you act according to your values, according to your convictions, and according to what's right rather than what I feel like doing. The Bible tells us in Judges chapter 21, now this is like 5,000 years ago. It says, at that time, there was no king in Israel, and people did whatever they felt like doing. Now, to show you how these are unreasonable and unreliable, emotion and reason and tradition and popular culture, I thought I'd show you a difference between how Hollywood views marriage and how God views marriage. This is Hollywood's formula for relationships. You want to be happy? It says, number one, what you do is you find the right person, okay? Then number two, you fall in love. Then number three, you fix all your hopes and dreams on that one person for all your future fulfillment. And then number four, if failure occurs, repeat steps one, two, and three. Okay, just repeat it over and over and over, and you know, it's 10 dozen times, doesn't really matter, okay? Now, let me give you God's prescription for relationships. Number one, instead of finding the right person, become the right person. You focus on building character in your life, the kind of person that, you know, is worthy of marriage, okay? Become the right person. Then number two, instead of falling in love, walk in love. You see, love is a choice. It's 100% under your control. You say, I fell out of love. Well, you chose to fall out of love because you choose to fall in and you choose to fall out. Love is a choice. It's not an emotion. Love creates emotion. Oh, baby, some really good ones. But love is not an emotion. Love is a choice. It's making your problem my problem. It's choosing your need over my need. It's being other-centered rather than me-centered. So, become the right person, walk in love. Third step is fix your hope on God and honor Him through your relationship. And then number four, if failure occurs, repeat steps one, two, and three. And that's the difference.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If God has put someone on your mind, or if you've been encouraged while listening to this episode, would you share it? And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $50,000 matching grant. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
When you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And right now, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004, and we'll send you the Hearing the Voice of God scripture box to say thanks. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource and have your gift matched by the $50,000 matching grant, so contact us today. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.